Congress has passed a bill to reopen the government. The White House says President Trump will sign it. The House of Representatives narrowly passed the package 222-209, bringing it one step closer to ending the longest shutdown in U.S. history. NPR's Sam Greenglass reports.
After 43 days, the federal government is on track to reopen for the first time since September 30th. The record-long shutdown has resulted in federal employees going without pay, airport delays, and pauses to food assistance. The package, passed Monday by the Senate, will temporarily fund most of the government through January and some specific agencies through next September. It also includes a provision that would ensure federal employees get back pay and rehire those who were laid off during the shutdown. Most House Democrats voted against the measure because it does not extend the expiring health insurance subsidies they have been pushing to preserve. Sam Greenglass, NPR News, Washington.
As part of the shutdown deal, Senate Republican leader John Thune says he'll hold a vote in December to extend the Affordable Care Act subsidies.